الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program of this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you. Your Quran, that's Q-U-R-A-N, and that's the only text that is required for this class. You can get one for free. I'm going online to get one for free. You can buy one. Go to your neighborhood place of worship, a masjid, a Muslim place of worship, and they may be able to give you one there for free. Or you go to Quran.com, that's Quran.com, and you can follow along with me while I talk about a particular verse and a particular chapter, a particular verse in Quran. And that's, for the most part, is free for people to do that, and just follow along with me. And understand that the Quran is in Arabic. Its original sources are Arabic. Presentation of it is in Arabic. And everything else is a translation or rough translation of the Arabic. Sometimes it won't be as strong translated to another language, and the meaning may not be fully there like you would get from reading the Arabic. So I just wanted to mention that to you all. You can also have a paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those are our new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be on relationships with others. And sometimes our relationship with another person may not be as balanced as it should be or as good as you would like it to be. But I'm going to look at it from the Islamic standpoint of relationship that you should have with an individual. And I'm not covering all individuals that we run into. I'm just going to talk about a few people that we run into and the type of relationship that we should have with that individual. And so let me move on. So the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, the Prophet said, the Lord's pleasure is in the parent's pleasure, and the Lord's anger is in the parent's anger. This is something very, very important for us to understand. And some people, not all, but some, after your parents raise you, you have more and more disrespect for your parents. Where Islamically, you should not even say oof to your parents, like suck your teeth at your parents, or I might have nothing to do with you, or you shut up, or something like that. Are very disrespectful to your parents. We should lower our wing of humility to our parents. You just don't know how much sacrifice they made for you, where they gave you something to eat and they didn't eat anything themselves. It's like a woman who was with two daughters and came to the Prophet's wife Aisha, and she asked her for food, and Aisha gave her some dates. And so she split the dates with her daughters, and even gave her daughters the date that she had, and she didn't even end up eating her date. And then Aisha, she said, Allah be pleased with her, she said to Prophet Muhammad, who came home later to him, and she told him the whole story. And he basically said to her that for this woman is paradise, for the kind act that she did to between herself and her children or her daughters would be nothing less than paradise, the beautiful place I talked about before. This is some of my previous episodes, and you can hear about the what paradise, what's in paradise, just some general information about paradise. And the opposite of that is what's in the hellfire, and the punishment that's in the hellfire. I talk about all the good things that are going on in paradise, and of course all the punishing things that and the torment that person goes to in hell when they disobey Allah. And so let me move on. We're gonna make sure that Allah is pleased with the person who's pleased with their parents. Also, Allah is angry with those persons who their parents is angry with. So to make sure that we lower our wing of humility towards our parents, be kind towards our parents. And I related it to you all before when three men went into a cave to get out the way of rain, and then a big rock or stone fell on the entrance to the cave. They couldn't get out. And then one man made a suggestion. He said, well, look, what we do is we say something that we did just for the sake of Allah, and maybe Allah will remove this particular hardship that we're going through with this big rock blocking our entrance. So they all said various things. And one of them said that he would go and spend all day with the cattle. And then he comes in and he would give milk to his parents and then to his family, or the rest of his family. And so one day he went further out than usual, and then he came back in and his parents were asleep. And so he refused really to feed anyone else before his parents. He held the milk or the serving or the food, whatever, for until the parents woke up in the morning. That's how much love and respect that he had for his parents. And again, you have some places in the world where the parents are the most dearest things for people. The elderly, which I talk about later on, are very dear to the people, even the elderly that they're not related to. They're very respected by the people. And the people and the parent or the child would show kindness towards the parents, kiss their parents' hand, maybe kiss the parents' hand and put their parents' hand on their forehead, kiss the parents' forehead, hug their parents, and so to do all kinds, no matter how old the child gets, they have this certain special relationship, a special caring for their parents. So we're talking about here is that you want to be pleasant towards your parents. You don't want them to be angry with you. And so also you want your parents to be pleased with you. And so if you're not doing this, it's not too late. If your parents are still alive, it is not too late at all to be kind towards your parents. You can change and be a better child towards your parents, a better individual towards your parents, and have a better relationship with your parents who care for you. They will more than likely not admit to you all the sacrifices that they made just for you. They made sure you had clothes on your back, something to eat, went to school, that sort of thing, took you to the different things. Some parents take them to various sporting events. They can participate in various sporting events, that kind of thing, practice and be on a team. The sacrifice that they made for you as a child. Think about it. Just think about some of the things that they did. And some of you are older now. You can think about, man, what did they do? And when you think about it, you can probably figure out they did a lot for me. They sacrificed a lot for me. They worked 2 and 3 jobs in the early morning, late at night, come home, take an hour of sleep, and go to another job just for me, just so I can have a better situation, a better life. They did that for me. Or they went from one country to another country so you could have a better life, better than their lives. Although they may do jobs that are for some people demeaning or whatever, but they did this so that you can have a finish school, go to college, or whatever they did, sacrifice they made just for you. So you should honor your parents and show respect towards your parents and show love towards your parents. That's the type of relationship you should have between yourself and your parents, and teach your children to do the same thing. to be respectful, as particularly towards the elderly, and that they also be respectful towards you. You also give them a certain level of respect too, but that they will be respectful towards you and always show their love towards you, and then pass that on to your grandchildren and pass that on to your great-grandchildren and so on and so on and so forth. You all know what I'm talking about. I had to go into do deep depth about what I mean or what I'm trying to say to you all. So please, my beautiful students, begin now. Maybe you call your parents up. For whatever reason, you're mad at them, they're mad at you, and then you never know. There's going to be a day where you won't be able to apologize to them, except when you're standing over their grave, or they're standing over your grave. You could die before your parents. And so you do all the good that you can for them, take them out to dinner, buy them some clothes or flowers, whatever it is. Don't wait until, in America, we had this thing called Mother's Day and Father's Day. Don't wait till those time for people to tell you when to celebrate your parents. Just go ahead and celebrate them anytime during the year, and buy them something anytime during the year, and just take them out. Tell them get dressed or whatever. Look, I'm going to take you out. I have a surprise for you, and just take them out. I'm sorry, and they will have such a wide grin on their face that they're going to be so big that they can't even see their face. Their smile would be so big, and they'd be so happy. Maybe for some of them, even the men, maybe some tears will come out their faces because of what you've done for them, what you're doing for them by taking them out merely to get them something to eat. It's not, I don't want anything from you. I don't want to borrow anything from you. I don't money anything from you. I'm not in debt or anything like that. I just want to do this for you. That's it. No more than that. But let me move on, because you all got the message. And I, if only I could just talk to you directly, we could talk about this particular topic more. Or you could tell me, Imam, you know, I did this. And guess what happened? So you go ahead and do it between you. You're not doing it for me, but just go ahead and do it for your parents. And make that relationship better. Because there'll be one day where you're going to be sitting at their deathbed or in the hospital or over their grave. And at that point, it may be too late. Particularly in their grave, it will be too late for you to apologize to them, to want to do things for them. I should have, could have, would have done this. No, you should have, could have, would have. Do it right now. Don't wait for anything, because tomorrow is not promised to anybody. And if your parents, particularly your Muslim, your parents dead or died, you could do something good for them. You could do charity for them. One woman, she asked the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and she mentioned something about, you know, if my mother had lived, I would have gave this charity for her. Can I give charity now for her? And he said, yes, give charity for her now. Pay something for her now. For example, a big thing in Islam is to plant a tree. You plant a tree for your parents that died, and then your parent, while she or he's in their grave, they would benefit from it. Anyone that eats from it, that get that any kind of shelter from it, I'll shelter them from the sun or fruits, anything from it, then or put their nest in it, then you get the person in the grave, they get the benefits of that. Sometimes trees stayed around for 100 year or more years. And all that time, you would get benefit because they planted that tree as a sibling, as a seedling for you on your behalf. And then that tree grows up, and a lot of people and a lot of animals, others benefit from that particular tree. And so you go ahead and plant that tree, plant many trees, and for behalf of your parents, so they could benefit from it while they're in their grave. Or get some charity for your parents. You can do that, and they'll benefit while they're in their grave. So let me try to move on now. Also related by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, the one who severs ties will not enter paradise. And then it also mentioned by one of the Prophet's companions, that meaning ties of the wound. So we are emphasize that we as Muslims, we do not separate ties from our parents or from our relatives. I'm mad at this relative, that relative, so I'm not going to do anything for them, not do anything. I'm not going to say anything to them. Where Islamically, you can't go 3 days and you see the person and you turn one way and they turn the opposite way, so you don't have to speak to that individual. And then the best person, the one that speaks to the other, speaks first. And so you go ahead and be the bigger person or the better person and speak to that individual. And don't sever ties with your family. Your family. You choose friends, but you don't choose your family. That's just the way it is. No matter how big your family gets, they're your family related to you by blood or by marriage or something like that. They are your family. And Islamically, a person becomes your family if, for example, if a child suckle the breast of a woman, then that woman becomes his mother. Is his like a biological mother? He can never marry her. He forever related to her. Or a man marries a woman. These are some relationships. A man marries a woman, and he goes into her, and then that means her daughter from another marriage, and that he cannot marry that daughter because that daughter is now related to him. And also, the mother of his wife, she is forever related to him. That is now his family. Either he divorces that wife or she dies, something like that, that woman who was the mother of his wife, that she is now your mother too. And so I just want to emphasize to you all, because we have Islam, we have other relationships too. Like if my daughter marry a young man, and then his father becomes her father too, and she can never marry that individual. And so I just want to emphasize to you all how relationship in Islam it changes just by marriage. Or if I marry a woman, for example, because we're talking about relationship here. If I marry a woman, I cannot marry her aunt or her sister, anything like that. Marry two sisters at the same time. But that sister, I get divorced from her, or the sister dies, my wife, and then I can marry her sister or her aunt. And that would not be a problem to do Islamically. And so I just wanted to, and there's other things, a lot of other various relationships are related to marriage and also related to a blood relationship. So I just wanted to let my students know just some of those things that we're talking about relationship with others. And so I'm going to continue. I'm talking about relationship of others. I just wanted to let you all know about the different types of relationship that we will have as far as Muslims are concerned. And so we also talk about the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever has three daughters or three sisters or two daughters or two sisters, and he keeps good company with them and fears Allah regarding them, then paradise is for him. So I take, for example, have two daughters, raise them as Muslims, they get married and so forth, and then paradise is mine from Allah. So I just wanted to emphasize to you all just that beautiful relationship by me having three daughters or three sisters, and I look after them, and I take care of these individuals. And so I hope you all getting the point of what I'm talking about. We're talking about relationships in Islam. So let me move on, my beautiful students. It was also narrated by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, one of his companions said, I and the sponsor of an orphan shall be in paradise like these two, meaning these two fingers. And he held two fingers up, meaning the index finger and also the middle finger. index finger basically is the finger that is closer to your thumb, and then the one that is near to that. Those two fingers together, if you sponsor an orphan or do well by an orphan, take in orphan, then you as an individual, you be close to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, like these two fingers that I mentioned earlier. And I also want to emphasize to my beautiful students is that orphan, talking about relationship here, orphans for a Muslim is different. In other words, if I, for example, I'm married to my wife and we have children, and then I die, and then what happens after that, then my children become orphans. Orphans take place due to the death of the father. So I just wanted to let you all know that not father and mother, but Islamically, when the father dies, the child becomes an orphan, and then we should look after the orphan. Let's say a situation where I die, and so my wife is now not married to anyone, and my children are orphans, and my wife's a widow. So we have two situations there. And when you look at Quran, you see throughout Quran that it talks about, and when it mentions one, it mentions the other. When it talks about taking care of the widow and watching over the widow, also taking care and watching over the orphans. So it's like two blessings there for the individual to give to a person who is an orphan, or give towards an orphan and help the orphan out, and also a person who is a widow. So if you know someone that is a widow and there's an orphan there, then whatever you can do, get towards them, then give towards that particular household, because it's very beneficial to you that you get the blessing from Allah, because you're giving and helping this particular widow out, because you don't know her situation. The man may be the main person that takes care of the household, but now he's dead, and so the finance is not there to take care of the household. And so maybe a few pennies or whatever you're going to give towards that household may be able to help that individual, that woman who is a widow, and also the children who are orphans. And so I just want to emphasize this to my beautiful students to take advantage of the moment of giving towards those people who are orphans, identified as orphans, or identified as a widow, or even plant a tree for their husband. And that you got like three different benefits there in that one household, in that one relationship, where you make planting a tree for the husband that died, and also you're taking care of the widow, and you're also taking care of the orphans, and those like three types of benefits that you are getting. It is also mentioned by Anas, who is one of the prophet's companion, Anas the son of Malik. He narrated that an older man came to talk to the prophet, and the people were hesitant to make room for him. The prophet said, "He is not one of us who does not have mercy on our young or does not respect our elders." So it's very, very important. And that, yes, I mentioned earlier about the young looking after the old, but then also are their parents. But also we have to look after the young. Look after the children. Take care of the children. Kiss the children. One man said, he said, you know, "I have 10 children. I haven't kissed any of them." And the prophet sort of admonished him and said, you know, you got to show mercy towards those children as Allah shows mercy towards you. You don't show mercy towards those children, Allah may not show mercy towards you. And so again, it says that the person, they're not from us. The persons are not show what? They're not show mercy to our young or to our children, and also does not respect the elders. And I mentioned to you before is that when you give in greetings, we're talking about greetings, we're talking about when a younger person passing older people, they will give salam, or they will speak to them first. These are the younger ones having respect towards the older ones. So I just want to reemphasize to you all, and also, as I said before, is that in some places, it doesn't matter if you're a relative or not, They have much respect to with the older people. The young ones have much respect for the older people. They would even carry their bags. If from a particular village, they would carry their bags for them. No. You older person, you don't carry your bag. I got you. Carry the bag for them or help them whatever way they can. Because the person, the older elderly person, and then also, of course, a child, younger people than you see you do this, and then they may emulate or imitate the same thing that you're doing, and do the same thing towards older people, and you just pass it on to others. Not just you, and it dies with you. You're passing on to other people to do the other thing, and pass on this great tradition of taking care of our older people. In a lot of places, you don't have that. I know. Sometimes I heard older people cussing out or saying bad words towards younger people, or even younger people saying bad words towards the older people, and they both are wrong. And there's no respect there from either side. It is also mentioned that whoever does not show mercy to the people, Allah will not show mercy to him. So we have to show mercy towards the people, so Allah can show mercy towards us and be very merciful towards us. Allah has 100 mercies. He only gave one mercy for all of mankind, for all of the world, and 99 he kept to himself. How big is mercy that he has 100 of them, and just one mercy from Allah is enough to satisfy all of mankind, all the people all over the world, and he kept 99 to himself. So let me move on, my beautiful students. Whoever protects his brother's honor and protects his face, Allah protects his face from the fire on the day of resurrection. If someone is dishonoring my brother or my sister, I protect their honor. Now, they're not there to defend themselves, I'm going to defend them. Or if I'm not there, they're going to defend me. So this is something that we should do. So we protect their honor, then and Allah will protect our face on the day of judgment or day of resurrection, where that heat is coming towards our face and coming towards our body, and we can't avoid it at all. It's just going to fry us up, if you will. But Allah will put the distance between ourselves and the fire, just because we protect the honor of our brother or our sister. That's all that we simply did for them. No more than that. They're not there to protect their honor. I'm here to protect your honor, and I pray, Allah, that you also protect my honor when I'm not around. I want to also mention, and that it says in one saying, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, "Man la yashkurun nas la yashkurullah." Whoever is not grateful or really thankful to the people, he is not grateful or thankful to Allah. So when people do something for us, thank them. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for doing this. And we have what we call jazakallah khayr, that we say when a person does you a favor, then you're thanking them for doing you a favor. They don't have to do that. They don't do anything for you. But they did it for you, not expecting anything in return. They just did it for you. And so you thank them for doing it for you. No matter how small it is or how large it is, you're thanking them for doing that thing for them. And so I want to mention a couple of other things. And one is that a man spending on his family's charity. You're giving sadaqah, charity towards for your family by just simply spending on them. Or take your wife to dinner, and you're spending on them, and that's a form of charity that you're doing towards your spouse. And we also are reminded that the believer is not one who curses others. And so we are not to use our obscenity towards other people or curse other people. That is not from Islam. And lastly, I want to mention is that And one of the companions said to the prophet, may peace be upon him, teach me something that is not too much for me, so that perhaps I may abide by it. The prophet, peace be upon him, said, do not get angry. He repeated that and requested it several times. Each time he said, like, what can I do? And he kept telling him, do not get angry. And a strong person is not the one that can wrestle well or pin someone onto the ground. The strong person is the one that controls his or her anger. When someone does something to you, try your best, ask Allah to help you not to be angry with that person. Sit down, lie down, put water on yourself to cool yourself from the anger that you're feeling. I want to go on and do more, but I won't. I'm going to stop at this point. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.